From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief, Chloe, August 13th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from the Forbidden Files, neuroaesthetics, where beauty meets the brain. So you've probably experienced that feeling where you see something beautiful and it gives you a little rush of happiness, like you've accomplished something. That's not because your brain has a special art module that kicks in when you see pretty things. Instead, your brain is using the same circuits that it uses for sex, drugs, food, and anything else you crave to assign a value to beauty. It's like your brain is a giant valuation system, and beauty is just another stimulus it wants to evaluate. This explains why conventionally attractive people get rewarded disproportionately in social contexts. It's not because they're actually better people, but because our brains are assigning a high value to their looks. And it's not just people, the beauty of the space we live in has a huge impact on our willingness to stay there. Research shows that when we can make sense of something, our brain creates a feeling of pleasure, which is linked to processing fluency. So, what does this mean for us? It means that our aesthetic preferences come from a desire to make sense of the world around us. We like order, but not too much order. Too much predictability bores us. And we're drawn to things that challenge our brains, but still have an underlying pattern that we can use as a foothold. This is why we find certain patterns, like symmetry, appealing, but also why we don't like too much randomness or too much predictability. It's all about finding that sweet spot where our brains can engage and make sense of the world. Next, second, from Astral Codex 10, quest for caffeine you can have at night. Since the beginning of time, mankind has yearned to drink a cup of coffee at 5 p.m. and go to sleep at 10, but now there's an entire scientific subfield and several companies pandering to this absurd fantasy. Here's a simplified diagram of caffeine metabolism. Caffeine is converted to a different stimulating chemical called paraxanthine by a liver enzyme called CYP1A2 over a half-life of 5 hours. Then the same enzyme converts paraxanthine into other non-stimulating chemicals that don't matter over a half-life of about 3 hours. Up next, third, from New Atlas 20, $4 Indian Chief Vintage SD is a confusing reply to Harley's gauntlet. That didn't take long. Just weeks after Harley-Davidson launched its black tout strip back Deadwood, Indian Motorcycles has come out swinging with the Chief Vintage Sturgis SD edition. But here's the plot twist. Unlike its American rival, the Indian will be produced in limited numbers and at a premium. Category, motorcycles, transport tags, Indian motorcycles, Harley-Davidson cruisers, retro. And then, fourth, from Manga Bay, Myanmar junta pushes to restart Miat, some damn project. Next, fifth, from Manga Bay, six African countries now support precautionary pause on deep seabed mining. They made the statements at the International Seabed Authority meeting in Jamaica, saying the ocean's health is essential for their economies and that decisions should rely on the best available science and the UN's precautionary principle. The common thread across these countries is the same. There's still not enough research on the environmental, social, and economic impacts, and existing governance frameworks are thin. Their stance adds to a global coalition of 46 countries urging a pause until the science catches up. Up next, sixth from Fize.org, a 236 million year old fossil challenge is the story of mammalian live birth. So, you know how mammals are the only group of animals that give birth to live young? Well, it turns out that might not be entirely true. A recent study found evidence that some ancient creatures called cynodonts, which lived around 236 million years ago, may have been giving birth to live young. This is a big deal because it suggests that the ability to give birth to live young evolved earlier than we thought. Cynodonts are actually a group of mammals that lived before the dinosaurs, but they're not exactly what we'd think of as mammals today. They're more like a mix of reptiles and mammals, but they're still closely related to modern mammals. The study found that some cynodonts had a type of reproductive system that's similar to what we see in modern mammals, which is a key characteristic of viviparity. Now, it's worth noting that this isn't a definitive proof that all cynodonts gave birth to live young. The study only looked at a few specific fossils, and it's possible that these individuals were just outliers. But it does suggest that the ability to give birth to live young might have evolved earlier than we thought, and that's a pretty cool idea. The study's findings are based on the analysis of a few well-preserved cynodont fossils from South Africa. The researchers found that these fossils had a type of reproductive system that's similar to what we see in modern mammals, including a uterus and a placenta. This suggests that these cynodonts may have been giving birth to live young, just like modern mammals. It's a small study, but it's definitely an interesting one. It challenges our current understanding of the evolution of mammalian reproduction, and it raises some pretty cool questions about the history of life on Earth. And then, seventh from Manga Bay, Nepal enlists AI to help fight against crop raiding macaques. In Nepal, a growing conflict between farmers and rhesus macaques has prompted researchers to develop AI-based systems to detect and deter the monkeys. A 2026 study found that nearly half of the macaques' diet consists of cultivated crops, with farmers in villages like Berta Durali taking turns guarding fields every 2 hours. Researchers are developing two AI-driven solutions. One uses cameras and lightweight computing devices to detect monkeys and interpret their behavior with 88% accuracy, sending alerts to farmers' phones when a threat is identified. The other prototype pairs eye detection with an ultrasonic deterrent to repel monkeys, but it's yet to be tested in working farm environments. Both researchers acknowledge the challenges of translating these technologies to field conditions, including poor visibility from rain. Next, eighth from Science Alert, very unexpected. NASA, a rover zapped a rock on Mars and found a gemstone surprise. The evidence comes from a single, rover-based study. Perseverance's SuperCam laser-measured time, resolved luminescence on 3 plagioclase, rich float rocks in Jezero Crater. The vector showed the exact peaks that indicate chromium-bearing corundum, the mineral that makes rubies and sapphires on Earth. So we have a direct in-situ detection rather than a remote guess. What's surprising is that corundum usually needs lots of aluminum and little silicon, conditions that are hard to get on Mars. The three rocks were found on the crater rim, each a detached chunk, suggesting they were tossed there by the ancient impact that formed Jezero. The impact's heat and pressure, possibly aided by later hydro thermal fluids could have created the right chemistry for tiny corundum grains to crystallize. In short, we've confirmed the presence of a ruby-like mineral on Mars, but only in minute grains within a few rocks. It points to an impact-driven high-temperature history for the crater, and it strengthens the case for bringing samples back to Earth for deeper analysis. Up next, ninth from New Atlas, rising masters of microcamping evolve new breed of Delica tiny camper. 3 seats, 1 single bed, a large L-shaped kitchen, and a bathroom or at least a toilet you can use inside. That's an odd, mismatched set of specs for any camping vehicle. Nevertheless, it's the exact set that underpins the latest micro RV from Wellhouse Leisure. The British conversion shop has unleashed some serious creative thinking in turning the Mitsubishi Delica D2 Suzuki Solio into a functional solo tiny camper. Come. Everyday city runabout. Needless to say, the result is very different from the Delica camper vans you might have seen previously. And then, 10th from Crystal Clear, how to find your individual taste again beyond what your algorithm is saying. When we were kids, we trusted our personal taste without needing validation from others. We freely explored things we loved and expressed ourselves authentically. But in today's algorithm-driven world, we often get stuck in echo chambers where everyone's tastes are influenced by the same sources. This can make our personal expression feel less unique and more like a reflection of what's trending. When we see someone with a genuinely unique expression, we might feel drawn to it, but it's easy to try to copy their style instead of finding our own. Authentic expression shines differently, and we're drawn to people who trust their own judgment more than algorithms. Confidence, self-trust, and our sense of self are all interlinked. To rebuild our trust in our own taste, we need to start giving weight to our instincts without needing external validation. One way to do this is to delete social media or take a break from it, and see how our personal style changes. Without the influence of algorithms, we become more of ourselves, and that's a beautiful thing. Shedding the noise of how we think we should express ourselves and reconnecting with our intuition can be a fundamental journey in life. It's worth striving to become more of who we are and finding our own unique taste and style. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.